my God, what shall? And let me tell you something, that's powerful, that's positive. Praise God. Paul knew that God will supply his need. Praise God. How did he know that? Because if you go back and you were to go back home and you read verses 14 all the way through verse 18, you'll see that Paul took the Philippian church back, praise God, from when he first started preaching. He said, praise God, and history tells us, praise God, when you look at that, that was about a 10-year span. And he says, praise God, Paul took the Philippian believers back 10 years when he first began preaching the gospel and how they had provided for his need. Even when he left Macedonia, look what he said. When I left Macedonia, praise God, to the Philippians supported me. He said, doing his ministry in Thessalonica, they sent gifts, praise God, more than once for my need, praise God. So what he was saying, that he said he did it before, and guess what? He gonna do it again. He said that, but my God shall supply. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to talk to somebody today. Praise God. You may be looking for a job. You may be looking, praise God, for healing of your body. You may be looking, praise God, for God to open a door for you. But what am I trying to tell you? You got to be like Paul said. He said, God shall supply. You got to put that positive thing in your speech. You know the reason why I believe a lot of us don't have what we want to? We speak, praise God, we speak negative stuff into our own bodies. And don't we know that, praise God, that some folks are hung by the tongue? Praise God. Don't you know, praise God, that what you say often is what you're going to get? Amen. So if you are feeling bad, don't just talk all the time about how bad you feel. Praise God. Start expressing the fact that, praise God, I feel good. Praise God. I know James Brown used to do that thing. I feel good. Praise God. Like I know I should. But I'm trying to tell us, we got to start speaking life into our body, because the Bible tells us that life and death is where? In the what? In the what? In the power of the tongue. So what am I trying to say? Praise God. Paul was speaking positive here when he said, but my God shall supply. Praise God. I heard Brother Hayes, they say you're getting ready to go back to Chicago. When you go back to Chicago, what you ought to do when you get on that plane, you ought to step on that plane, praise God, saying to yourself, praise God, I'm going to Chicago. Praise God, I'm going to have a great report. Praise God, devil, you are not going to bother my mind, because my God will supply all of my needs. Praise God. If you are looking for a job, don't go on the job talking about I may not get that job. Go on the job, praise God, stepping in there just like the job already belonged to you. I had a conversation with my daughter yesterday. She told me she had interviewed for a job that was going to start paying her $89,000 a year there in North Carolina. She said, I've gone through 3 interviews. I say, sweetheart, all you got to do, praise God, is continue to trust God. I said, don't you worry about it. She said, well, I haven't heard from him yet. I said, don't worry about it. Praise God. I said, because Joe went through 3 interviews. It took him 6 months, praise God, before they called him and told him that he had the job. I said, all you got to do is continue to lean and depend upon Jesus. I said, because he is the author and he is the finisher of your faith. Praise God. So you have to be positive, praise God, about that. God's supply is positive. Amen. I'm looking at Sister Tina standing over there. I ain't gonna tell it, baby. Amen. She came to me. She said, I'm having a hard time on my job. And we had some prayer. I said, sweetheart, all you got to do, praise God, is continue to trust God. I didn't even know where the job was, praise God. And faith fixed it. that I had to go to Walgreens, amen, to have a prescription filled. And praise God, I walked into Walgreens, and guess who I saw? Praise God, grinning. She said, the woman is still here, but everything is going great. That's why I tell you, you put your trust in God, praise God, and you got to speak positive to yourself. But his God's supply is poverty. But the third point I want to make here, because I'm about ready to race to a close here, is God's supply is providential. In other words, God's supplies, they are available. You see, it God's provincial care, all cares, our needs will be met. All of our needs will be met. However, there is a difference between needs and wants. Praise God. Let me see the hands of everybody that's got a need in here today. Praise God. Now, if I was to ask to see the hands of everybody had a want, two hands would go up, four legs would go up. You want to know how I know that? Praise God, because at the turn of the 20th century, they did a survey. Praise God. Look what the survey said. It said, praise God, that they did a survey, and it said that the average American wanted 72 different things, praise God, but they only considered 18 of them necessary. In other words, there were only 18 that was a need. Praise God. A half a century later, praise God, they said that they took another survey, praise God, and there was the average American said that they wanted 496 things. But out of the 496, praise God, only 96 of them were necessary. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to tell us today that God said that he will supply all of our needs, praise God. Now, I know that he'll take care of some of those wants, but praise God, some of us, we want stuff, praise God. Some of us got so much stuff right now, praise God, that we need to be getting rid of it. I was to take an inventory right now, right in here, right now. Praise God, how many folks in here right now got some stuff around your house that you need to get rid of? I walked through one of my little closets, praise God, and I saw some stuff. I said, now why in the world am I still holding this stuff? It's good. I need to get rid of that. See, you see, that stuff that I wanted, praise God, but didn't need it at all. Praise God. Some of us got stuff, and we get to the point where we can't find it. Guess what we do? We go right back to the store and buy it again. Lord, have mercy, Jay. If I'm not talking to myself, I know I'm talking to Deacon Robinson. Amen. Praise God. See, he said that he would take God's supply is providential. Praise God. I guarantee if I have a rummage sale, get me a garage sale of all the stuff that we have, praise God, that we don't need. And y'all know it. Man, we will pay off this church. We'll pay off this church. We'll pay off another church. Just take all of that stuff that we got sitting at our houses doing nothing but collecting dust. Praise God. So what am I trying to say? God said that he'll supply all of our needs, and he has the wherewithal to do it. Praise God. He will supply all of our needs. And one thing I like about Jesus, praise God, when he supplies all of our needs, he'll give us enough to take care of ourselves. And you want to know something? He'll give us enough to take care of somebody else. Somebody say, "Hi, I know what I'm talking about." Praise God. Put 2 Corinthians, praise God, chapter 9, verse 8 on that marquee. Praise God. Look what 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 says. It says, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have an all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good works." Now, that's the King James. I don't know if they got the New Living Translation back there, but let me read what the New Living Translation says of that same verse. The New Living Translation says this. It says, "And God will generously provide all your needs. Then you will always have everything that you need, and plenty left over to share with others. Praise God. What am I trying to say? Praise God. His supply is providential. And that means that it's available. Praise God. It is abundant. It's divine. He has it. Praise God. Because how do I know that he has it? Praise God. Psalm 50 verse 10 says that, praise God, that every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to me. Praise God. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 declares that the silver is mine and the gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. Praise God. What am I trying to say? That the cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to him. All of the silver and gold belongs to him, and he just allows us to hold it for a little while as we pilgrimage through this land. So what am I trying to say? His coverts will never go bare. Praise God. So whatever it is that you are in need of, praise God, God will supply. His supplies will never run out. Praise God. If you're in need of healing this morning, praise God, he can heal. If you are in need of a financial blessing, praise God, he can provide. If you're in need of a spiritual uplifting, praise God, God is able to lift you up. But praise God, I've given you three. And I told you that I had four. Praise God, God's supply. Praise God, it's personal. God's supply is positive. And God's supply is providential. But the fourth thing that I want you to see this morning, that you see in this text, and it said that God's supply is in his presence. But let me read the whole verse for you to see it. Praise God. Verse 19 said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. What am I trying to say? That God and Jesus works together, and Jesus always wants to be present with us. In fact, his word said that I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. I'm always there, even until the end of the earth. He's with us all the way. And he tells us that we cannot get to the Father except by him. John 14, 6 says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man comes to the Father except by me. What am I trying to tell us today? That is some importance in God's supply. God's supply.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome brother, can tell redeeming.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. But let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Now thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. We know that that gift is Jesus. His name and his works far exceed the power of speech. We can talk about him every day, all day, for the rest of our lives. And guess what? We won't come close to express